thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
There's somebody in here. You've really been waiting for a promise to come forth. Whew. And I can feel it. You feel like you don't have any more. Like you can't wait anymore. Don't give up on the promise. When it's hardest, keep going after it. Don't give up on it. Dad, is it Elisha or Elisha that goes and he sends his servant to look for the cloud? Elijah? That's the story that popped to my mind. Elisha, I can really feel it for you. So it's like it hit me like a ton of bricks. But in the story, God gives him a word and he tells him to go back. He's taking him out, right? And he tells him to go back. And when he goes back, he's given him a promise of rain. And he sends his servant because he has to stay. The king doesn't want him to leave because if he leaves, he's worried that he's gonna just vanish. And that then, he can't find him after that. So he has to stay. So Elisha sends his servant and he tells him, go and look for the rain that's coming. And he goes and he comes back. He goes, there's nothing, there's no clouds. It's a clear sky. So he tells him, go again. So he sends him back again. And he comes back. There's nothing. It's a clear sky. There's no rain coming. So he continues to send him. And he continues to send him. And eventually he sees a cloud. And the cloud he sees is so small. I think the Bible even says that it's like the size of a fist. It's so small. But Elisha knew the promise that was given to him, that rain was coming regardless of the empty sky, of the tiny cloud, of anything. He knew that there was a promise there and that God wouldn't stray from that. And this morning, if you're in that place where you're feeling like, I don't know what to do anymore, I feel like so torn down, so beaten down that I don't even feel like I can go anymore. Keep going. Go again. Go again. Go again. Just like he kept sending the servant, look for the promise. Keep going back. Keep going back. Know that it's there. Because even that small cloud, when Elisha stuck to what he knew, it produced. Because what God promises, he will do. He will not leave you in the place you're in. He won't abandon you. He's with you in every moment. So when you're feeling that way, when you're feeling so torn down, be encouraged. Go after the word. Because what he's given you is strength. What he's giving you is peace. What he's giving you is victory. Been promised you. It's been promised you. And stand upon those promises because he will bring it to pass in your life. I want to go back into this bridge one more time because blessing is upon you. He is within you. He gives you everything that you need. He will give you comfort. He will give you peace. He will give you healing. He will give you every single thing that you need because it's already been taken care of. When he died upon that cross for us, I read something this week that talked about one man's sin changed everything. And the Bible even talks about this. And one man's sacrifice took care of it all. So you already have victory. Thanks, Mom. You already received what he promised you. Just be patient. Just wait, because it's coming to pass in your life. Even when you can't see now, stand on it. Keep going back to the word. Keep going after him. Keep pressing in, because he's bringing it to you. We may not be able to see what's ahead, but he knows exactly the pieces he's placed in your life to give you every single thing that you need. What's happening to you today is not a surprise to him. It didn't just happen by accident. It didn't just take him by surprise. He knew it, and he already placed all the pieces. He already gave you the word. He already gave you the peace passes understanding. He's placed it all in your life, and he's going to begin to bring it up within you because it's written upon your heart. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, amen. Amen, I'm gonna tell you something. Oh, I was glad when they said to us, let us go up into the house of the Lord, that we might worship, that we might praise, that we might dwell in the presence of God, amen, hallelujah. I was glad, let me tell you, I miss this. I miss you guys. I think I'm already yelling my voice out, hallelujah. Feels good to yell. Feels good to hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory to God! Hallelujah! Woo! The promises are real. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, you can sit down if you'd like. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Praise God. You know, I'm glad. It's just good to be back to the house of God. Amen. To be worshiping with those that I love. Sensing the Spirit of God, sensing His Spirit. Ooh, I missed it. Let me tell you, I missed this. Hallelujah. I want to just say this to you. I want to thank every one of you that sent me food, sent me love, sent me texts saying, man, we're praying for you. I just want to tell you thank you for that, so much for that. Even though, probably a lot of the food I didn't taste, it just wasn't going after food at the time. Hallelujah. But I'd look at that and I'd say, man, that's love right there. God's people are loving on you. Praise God. Amen. And I just want to tell you, every one of you, thank you so much. I appreciate you. And man, I missed you. Hallelujah. In the midst of all of that, I feel like God was saying, one of the things God had was saying to me, First Thessalonians 5:17, I believe it says something like this. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. And I'm going to tell you something. There was a time, sometime in those 14 days, when I was laying at 102 fever, and I had spoken a couple of days before. I told God, I don't even feel like praising God. I can't praise. I don't feel like reading the Word of God. I don't feel God. You got to do something. Something, God. Hallelujah. Your word says I'm healed. Amen. This is what you can I tell you something? You might get a cold, but you're not gonna stay there. You might get something on you, but it has no place to be there, and God will bring you through it. Just rejoice in it. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. You might have a busted leg. You might have broken your leg. How many of you know legs heal? Amen. God has designed the body to heal. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you, I'm laying there in bed. And a lot of you know how I preach. Not a lot, because I do. The only thing I can do is preach what I know. Is that right? Jesus told Nicodemus, we do speak what we know. We speak only the things that we know. but you won't receive our testimony. And that's all I can do is speak the things that I know. Somewhere one night, I heard this voice said, Henry, you're 65. How many of you know that they give you all the details? They tell you everything about this disease and everything. They tell you everything it does. And it says most people over 65, and you know that's those are the ones that are having problems the most. Is that right? And anyway, I hear this voice. It said, Henry, you're over 65. I'm going to kill you. And like I say, a couple of days before, I had been saying, God, you got to do something. I love the title of Rebecca's message. It's called Pouring In and Pouring Out. Because in the middle of all of that, I heard that, and out of my innermost being, a quick response came floating up. And it said, you can't kill me. According to Galatians 3:20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet it's not I that live, it's Christ that lives in me. I said, you can't kill a man that's already died. You cannot do it. Hallelujah. I'm alive in Christ. Hallelujah. And let me just say this. The fear didn't go away that night. Nothing almost changed except the joy in my heart that said, man, God, you strengthened me. That was not me. That was you. That was your response, God. Hallelujah. A few more days go by and feeling pretty good. Hallelujah. God is faithful. God is faithful. What he has poured into you, listen, this. I'll get out of Rebecca's way in just a minute. How many of you know my daughter's preaching this morning? She's not only my daughter, she is God's daughter. She is a daughter of God. She is, if you will, you might not understand this, but she is a son of God. Isn't that right? Isn't that right, Steve? It's because it's the Son of God that dwells in her. Isn't that cool? Hallelujah. But let me just say this to you. I know. Like where the Word of God says, give thanks in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you. You can look at that scripture two ways. You can say, well, giving thanks is His will for my life concerning me, which is absolutely true. How many know that? Everything you go through, you give thanks for it. Or you can say, what you're going through is the will of God concerning you, so give thanks. So give thanks. In everything, give thanks, for it is the will of God, because it is Him that is Lord. How many know He's either Lord over you or He's not Lord at all? How many know that? So you got to figure everything. Lord, you're Lord. I'm God. I mean, you're God. No, I'm not. Amen. I'm not God. You're God. You are Lord over my life. So I will give you thanks. Amen. Hallelujah. Man, it's good to be back. I feel like preaching. Can you tell? Open my mouth and I better stop. Amen. Praise God. So I'm going to, without any more delay, I'm going to ask Rebecca, come on up, sweetie. I love you so much. Praise God. Oh, one more thing, too. I got to say one more. Come here, baby. Okay. I got to say this, too. Yeah, praise God in all things. Amen. I got to just say one more thing. My wife was incredible all through this thing. I just kept looking at her. Baby, you okay? Baby, you all right? Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. But my wife, thank you, Rosie. I love you so much. Oh. I love you so much. Love you, baby.
Love you, too.
Praise God. I'm going to get out of here.
All right. Sorry, I feel like I've never used this before, so I feel like it's very, it's very light. I can't feel it, so I'm almost like, is it all good? Okay. Sorry, excuse me. Well, it's so funny because I can be up here all the time and then get up here to preach and it's like a whole nother world and it's nerve-wracking. But I have some things for you this morning that I really feel like, man, God just It's so funny because when Pastor David Swift came, I told him, man, I just told my dad, this is what I want to preach about. And it ended up being exactly what Pastor David preached about. So then all this week I was kind of in this place like, okay, God, like, if that's what you want me to preach, still I will. But he's a pretty amazing pastor. And I just want to make sure that whatever you're wanting to say is, you know, what comes across. And so all week I was really, really going after him. Like, okay, so do you still want me to preach the same thing? And I was telling my dad, I went to bed a little nervous because it was getting close. And I really felt like I hadn't gotten any really response as to like, yes, this is exactly it. And then I had a dream. And at like 2 o'clock in the morning, I had all of this stuff that just began to like flow in to the point where I was like, I got to get my phone and I got to start writing this down. Cause if I go back to sleep, I'm going to wake up and I don't know if I'll remember all of these scriptures, all of these things that just suddenly just came. And the more I began to just go over all the scriptures and the things he gave me, the more I knew, man, this is something that I really believe he's wanting the body to understand. You know, we are a church that is so, you know, sometimes the churches can really get stuck in a routine, right? Of we come to church Sunday, we come to church Wednesday, and we kind of just repeat. Right? And this is something I really believe this, what God is speaking about, what I'm going to share with you today. I really believe God's wanting us to get in a different mindset. He's wanting us to realize that it's a renewing, right? That he constantly wants to be giving us more. So let's go ahead and get into this. I'm going to start in John 4. And we're going to start at verse 7. And it says, a woman of Samaria came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, give me a drink. For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God, and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Now, first of all, I just think this part's already really powerful in itself. She's talking to somebody and that she doesn't know. And he tells her, if you knew the gift of God, already telling her, I have so much to give you. You know what I mean? So let's just go back in and verse 11, the woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where then do you get the living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock? Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. Amen. You know, there's a pouring that God's wanting to do in our lives. He really does want to spring up this well, just like it says in here. A fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. You know, there's this overflowing that he really wants to do in you. He really wants to be able to pour in and pour in and give you more and more. And so, you know, as we go through this, a lot of what we're going to talk about is kind of going to be around this scripture and that fountain of living water. And, you know, I really also like in this scripture where it talks about if you knew the gift. You know, we talked about if you knew the gift of God, but I feel like this part was so loaded, right? Like she had no idea who he was, but he contained so much for her. You know, in this conversation, he's giving her information. He's speaking things to her that are so vital to her, to giving her things that she doesn't even realize are coming. you know, she's in a place where her, you know, she's not living the life she should be living, where she's struggling. And that's the thing, is he's speaking to her and telling her, I have more for you. If you knew what I have to give you. And that's the same thing with us. Do you know what he has to give you? Do you know all that he holds for you? Are you going after him? Are you thirsting for that water? Are you wanting more in your life? Are you wanting to know, God, I want to know everything that you're wanting to place within me. I'm wanting to go after those things. I'm thirsty. You know, because that's the thing, is that's where we should be, right? We should be thirsty for the things of God. We should want more of that water. We want to have a drink so that we won't ever thirst again, because we're going to have an abundance. And so, you know, it's so vital, the pouring in our life. If we can go, let's go to Proverbs 4 and look at some of the important things for this pouring to happen in our life. Proverbs 4, verse 1, it says, "Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words, keep my commands and live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her and she will preserve you. Love her and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory. She will deliver you. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered, and when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they do not sleep unless they have done evil, and their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil." This proverb, man, when I read it, I loved it. Because, you know, sometimes we complicate this process. So, you know, there's so many times that we know when we got saved, okay, God, we want to go after you. And there was a fire and there was a hunger and a thirst. And then after a while, sometimes we kind of begin to look to the left and to the right, right? When things begin to come into our life, when things begin to happen, it's like that focus that we had so strongly then, it begins to kind of look around. And I really like this part because it says, you know, take the things I'm giving you and hold them. Don't look to the right or to the left. Don't change anything. Just look straight. Go after me. And as you do that, it even says in here that, you know, our path won't be hindered. And that's because even when things do begin to come into our lives that seem hard, that seem difficult, even in those moments, if we can learn to keep our eyes focused on him, we'll begin to see that establishing that he's talking about of the path. Because it's not anything we're doing. It's not a change we're making. It's not, I need to do this. I need to change. I need to get this out of my life. It's him doing those things in you because you're going after him, because you're allowing him to begin to pour into you. I like in here, coming back to the pouring, it talks about that, you know, it talks about that spring of issues, right? He has the answers for all of them. And that's exactly what it says in there, which is why it is important for us to pay attention to what he's saying. It's important for us to be in the word, not just on Sunday or Wednesday or when we're used to, but we're supposed to do it daily. It's a relationship. It's spending time with him. It's getting to know who he is so that we know who we are. Because we were made in his image. We were made to do the things that he does. We were made to be just like him. And he didn't withhold any part. So we have to allow him to pour in so that he can begin to show us all of these things. As he pours in, it begins to bring this revelation into our life. And man, it's powerful. It really is, because it begins this transformation in our life that we can't do on our own. It's not something that we possess the ability to do. And a lot of times when we try to do it on our own, it's going to be real difficult. It's going to bring us back every time to where I need you, God. I need you to do this. I need you to be the one who deals with these things. I need you to be the one that helps me. And that's the thing, is we need to stay in that spot of wanting him to do it, not trying to do it ourselves. So, man, the going after him, anchoring in him, focusing on the source, the supply, we begin to see things through him. It's a pouring in our life that transforms. It gets rid of the old man, and the new man begins to show, and God begins to radiate in our lives. So if we can go to Romans 7, I kind of want to talk about this freedom that he's given us already. Romans 7, 1 through 6, it says, "Or do you not know, brethren, for I speak to those who know the law, that the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives? For the woman who has a husband is bound by the law to her husband as long as he lives. But if the husband dies, she is released from the law of her husband. So then if, while her husband lives, she marries another man, she will be called an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she has been married to another man. Therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ, that you may be married to another, to him who was raised from the dead, that we should bear fruit to God. For when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit to death. But now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by, so that we should serve in the newness of the spirit and not in the oldness of the letter." This now is really, this is what I was talking about is vital to the church. You know, we are wanting to see God move, and he's already moving. We're wanting to see him do things, and he's already moving. But we have to choose to let go of the oldness and begin to walk in the newness. And that's the thing, is that, you know, sometimes when I was younger, you know, when I would read Romans, I would always think of it as, oh, that was for a new Christian, you know, a baby Christian. But the truth is that, you know, There are so many Christians that get saved and they've been saved for years, but they still don't have the ability to walk in this newness. You know, there's still something in him that's stuck with the old. And that's the thing, is that God's wanting to deal with us on that. He's wanting us to realize, no, I've given you new life. I've given you new things, and I'm continuing to give you new things. If you'll allow me to pour into your life, you'll begin to see that all of the old is getting replaced. I'm transforming your life into this newness that he's speaking about here in the scripture. He wants us to walk in newness. He wants us to let go of anything old. He wants us to realize that old is doing nothing but holding us in a place that he doesn't desire for us to be. He desires to move us forward into the things that he created you for. It's just like it's going back, talking to the Samaritan woman. I want to spring forth that living water in you. And that comes from allowing the Holy Spirit to pour into our lives. As we go after him, as we go after the word, he begins to pour things into our life that creates this transformation. And it really does. It changes everything. But that's the thing, is it seems like such a simple concept, right? It seems so simple, but the truth is that it's only simple if we stay focused on him. That's the thing, is that things in life do try to get in the way. They do try to come in and take your attention from him and onto the things that are happening. But we have to remember that through everything, he's already supplied. So even when we hit these moments, if we can remember to stay focused on him, he'll continue to pour even through those moments. He'll continue to give you more. He'll continue to take the situation you're in and he changes it for good. He won't leave you in a place of, oh, you know, this was too much. No, he planned. He knew exactly where you were going to be. He knew what was going to happen. He knew that person coming into your life. He knew that change happening at your job. He knew all of those things. And all we have to do is continue to allow him to pour. Even when those situations come up, realizing, I just got to keep this pouring going. This is what's vital. I need you to keep pouring. This is what I need in my life. I don't need anything else. I need you to keep pouring. I'm going to keep going after you so you can keep placing it in, so you can keep that water flowing, because I want to stay in your presence. I want to continue to worship you. I want to continue to go after you. I want to continue to be purified by the things that you're doing in my life. Man, I have a dad. Can you? I don't know if you need somebody to help. I have a demonstration that I really want to show you guys. This is actually something that I saw a long time ago, and this is what I dreamt about actually. But it had to do with a completely different message. But when I dreamt about it, man, I realized that it was exactly what I was talking about, or what he was giving me, that it went exactly with it. And it kind of gives a really, really great visual for this pouring that God does in our life. And so I just want you to think, this is our vessel, right? And I want you to think of these balls as the old things, the oldness in our life, right? So even before we were saved, or even, you know, before we allowed God to continue to renew, sometimes we get filled with this oldness, right? We get filled with these things that we let weigh us down, that we let, you know, worry us, frustrate us, that we let even sometimes lead us, right? Because it's things that we don't realize that we're worshiping, we're giving our time to. And that's the thing, is that sometimes these things have been with us so long that they can they can be difficult to let go of. And that's the thing is sometimes, you know, I don't know if you're holding on to something that you feel like it's been really difficult to let go. I just want you to know today, you don't have to do it yourself. You don't have to be the one to let go of it. You don't have to be the one to change it. You don't have to be the one to figure it out. That's the point of this pouring. He will pour into your life. As you go after him, he'll begin to release these things in your life. He'll begin to pour in and reveal things to you. As you go after the word and you go after him, the Holy Spirit unlocks a key. It's like a key in our lives. As we read the Bible, it begins to unlock these mysteries, these things that we didn't understand before that suddenly are so clear, that we have an understanding about that before we could not see. And that's where, when those things begin to happen in our life, it naturally begins to get rid of this oldness. It's not, guys, I want us to understand, it's not what we do in our lives, it's what he does in our lives. That's what's important. What's important is the focus on him, the going after him. That's the part that is so vital for us because of what it does in our lives. So I just want this water, I want you to, this is the Holy Spirit in our life. This is the pouring that he does in us. And as we go after the word and we go after the things of him, you know, he begins to pour in and he begins to change and he begins to show us things that we didn't understand before, things that we didn't realize, things that we didn't think were important before are suddenly more important. Focuses that we were too busy in other places now become even more important to us. They're beginning to become something that we, God, I need more of you. Keep pouring. I want you to keep pouring. And as he keeps pouring, all of those old things begin to be dealt with. They begin to just go away. They begin to just pour out, and he gets rid of all of it. And then look, a purification happens, and it begins to continue to pour over. It keeps coming out. It keeps pouring through. As you allow him to keep pouring, it overflows. And just like in here, there's water all in here because it overflows around us. Amen. Now we went from this oldness that was within that we couldn't let go of to a pouring in our lives that purified and got rid of it all and then continued to pour out in the lives around us. It's a pouring in and a pouring out. What he's doing in you, he doesn't desire for it to just stay stagnant. He wants it to overflow and pour out. He wants to keep giving you more. He wants to keep pouring more in. And that pouring is simply our focus on him. That's what the pouring is in our life. That water that's coming through, it's him. It's just us focusing on him and him continuing to fill us, to fill the vessel and overflow. Amen. It changes things in our life. Just like these ping pong balls, the oldness is gone. As we allow it to keep pouring in, it purifies, and now we are in the newness. We're walking in that newness that he tells us we already have. He tells you, you have freedom from death. Amen. What's death? It's the sin in our lives. It's all of those things that are happening that he never created us to have them filling that place. He created us to live in newness, to keep having that. Thanks. He kept to keep pouring, right? So that it continues to just overflow, that purification continues to keep just pouring through, that it keeps pouring out and overflowing and then going all around us. It's that springing up of water in the dry places. Those happen from this overflow. It really does. Because what was dry before, as we allow him to pour into our lives, man, it's not dry anymore. It's an overflowing. It's more and more. It doesn't stop. He wants to keep pouring in. And that's so vital for the church today. Because this overflow that begins to pour out, that's when we're going to see the image we were created after. It'll begin to radiate in us. It'll begin, things that we never thought we could do before will begin to just pour out, and not because of what we're doing, but because of the pouring in our life that begins to overflow. Amen. It's not us. It's not how good can we make our platform. How pretty can we make our walls? How amazing can we make even the songs and the lights? And it's not those things. And that's what we have to realize, is sometimes we've gotten so used to the normal that we begin to pick out these little things that don't even matter. And he wants us to refocus. He wants us to remember, I'm trying to pour into you because I have a plan for you. I have people around you that need me. I have people at your work that don't even know who God is, but they're searching for something. There's a world that needs God so badly. And, you know, right now, I was talking to my dad, and he's telling him, you know, right now, social media has been really big on, I've seen so many posts talking about how Christians are hypocrites. They tell me I can't do this, I shouldn't do that, but they turn around and they do something else. Yeah, because where is the focus? Are you walking in the newness of life? Have you let go of the old things so that he can radiate through you the new things? Because as he makes this purification in your life, you're not going to be the same as you were before. Just like the Bible tells us, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That renewing comes from this pouring. From this pouring comes that transformation that now begins, man, you walk different. You look different. You deal with things differently. Where you had anger issues before, you are calm. Where you were negative before, you are positive. Where you had no hope before, you have more hope than anybody else, because he begins to work this thing in your life that completely begins to change. It takes out all the old things. It takes it all out and it overflows. And it's new. It's completely new. That's what becomes attractive to the people around us. It's not us. It's not the things we do. It's not the specific even church. It is what he's doing within each and every one of us individually. Every one of us. You know, my dad, Pastor John, they're having to be poured into. When I come up here, I have to be poured into. It's not things I'm doing. It's not things they're doing. It's the relationship. It's that ability to allow the Holy Spirit to pour into their lives, to our lives, that we might be able to know what it is that he's saying, what he's doing in our life, what he's giving us, the things, the path that he's opening up for us, that bright, shining path. Because as we go after him, you will realize that there's not a question of, God, should I do this? Should I do that? What should I be doing? It's not even, you'll start to begin to see that your life doesn't even operate that way anymore. That when things come against you, you go, I'm still going after you. You're gonna figure out this situation. I don't gotta worry. You fight for me. And if I just allow the pouring, you're going to continue to flow. And you're going to continue to do everything that you promised. Let's go. I want to go back. Ooh, I got to find where I'm at too, because I kind of went, I really felt God in that. The way we operate, the way we uphold ourselves, it speaks to others around us. It begins to overflow into the lives around us, and we begin to stand apart. Romans 8:19 says, "For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God." This scripture, man, after that pouring, I was like, what God wants to do in us, the world is eagerly awaiting it. They're waiting for the body to take its place, for the God is waiting for his bridegroom. And that happens when the church begins to realize who they are and allows for this pouring to happen in their life. Like I said, it's a transformation. It's no longer about what can we do, but it's about, God, I'm going after you. And as I go after you, I'll do whatever it is you're telling me to do. I'll be obedient. I'll be willing. I'll be here if I just want to keep going after you. And he establishes every step. He'll establish every step in this church. And that's when we'll begin to see things changing here. Because now it's not just church. Man, it's a living fountain that's overflowing through every single individual in this body. And as that happens, you begin to shine. People want to know what it is you have because I need it. Where did you get that peace? Because you have some crazy things going on in your life and you're calm. Why? Why is it that way? It's because he does give us everything we need. It's a promise, right? The peace that passes all understanding. That's the thing, is that he desires for us to have all of these things. He wants to be pouring in so that we can be pouring out. John 16:33 says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Don't let anything take your focus off him. Allow the pouring to continue in your life. Don't let it ever stop. Don't let things in your life distract you from what he's trying to give you. Don't allow for things that he's trying to do in your life to be hindered by things that come up, because he's told you here, I've already overcome it all. Just keep going after me and I will give you peace. I will deal with the issues that come up in your life. I will be the one who stands and fights for you. So don't worry about it. Just focus on me. Keep going after me and I'll place everything you need in your life. That's what he wants us to do. He wants us to understand that there doesn't ever need to be a reason that we need to shift or look somewhere else. That if we just stay focused on him and allow the Holy Spirit to continue to pour in our life, it's going to continue purifying. It's going to continue dealing with the things that need to be dealt with, helping us heal, helping us, you know, be transformed. It deals with it all. Romans 5, if you want to turn there, it's going to be 1-5 that we read. But it says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Amen. There's that pouring. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what's happening in your life. Stay focused on Him, because it's all working together for good. It's all a part of His plan. And if you allow Him to work through the situation, you begin to gain this hope. All of these things, the perseverance, the character, all of those things, He'll begin to show you things through your tribulations that strengthen you, not that bring you down. He doesn't desire for you ever to be torn down. And if you're feeling that way, I encourage you, go after the Word, because He is wanting to pour things into your life, the things that you need. But if we choose to stay away from what He's trying to tell us, if we choose to stay away from the Word, if we make other things in our life more important than what He's trying to do in our lives, then we constantly come to this place, right, where it's like, God, why aren't you doing it? And it's like, I'm trying. Go to my Word. I will give you the answers to your problems. I will explain, I will write upon your heart all of the promises that I've given you. And when you need them, they'll come forth. So just keep allowing the pouring. Keep going after me, because I'm strengthening you. I'm uplifting you. I'm giving you a new hope that will not disappoint. Because as things come up in your life, man, He's there. He's already given it to you. And that's the cool thing, is that a lot of times you'll even find He gave it to you before you even got there. If you allow for that pouring, He'll bring it up. He'll show you it's already here. What you need, wait, in this moment, the comfort that you need, all of those things, I gave it to you. I gave it to you a long time ago. Let's bring forth what you need. Amen. And He does. That pouring, it just does so much overflowing in our lives. Man, that overflowing is that fountain that springs forth. And I like how, going back there, it says exactly, a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. Every time I've read that, that everlasting life never stuck out to me as much as this time. Because I realized, as that purification happens in our lives, man, death has no place anymore. He defeated it. We are now operating as a spring of living water that has everlasting life. He paid it all. And all we need to do is walk in it. Allow Him to move, allow Him to pour in, and then begin to pour out. And it's not anything we do, it's Him. It's Him in us. I have one more scripture I want to give you guys. Psalm 65, 9 through 11. It says, "You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for so you have prepared it. You water its ridges abundantly. You settle its furrows. You make it soft with showers. You bless its growth. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance." He wants to pour in and pour out. It doesn't just stop with the pouring in. As He purifies, it all begins to pour out. It never sits stagnant. And your paths begin to just drip with abundance, blessing, life, everlasting life. They just begin to drip with it, because now it's not anything you're doing. It's not that you're saying, God, I need to be blessed. It's just that you're going after him. And as you're going after him and he's pouring in, that blessing just begins to flow in your life in abundance, because now you're walking the way he created you to walk. He didn't create us to be stumbling every step. He didn't create us to be struggling all the time. He created us to be just like him. Amen. Which is to know that even when the hard times come, even when the tribulation comes, if we stay focused, that he will continue to pour into our life. That he'll be continue to pour in our life. And when we feel the most down, he will just begin to uplift even through us still. Because now it's not anything we are doing, it's him. So as we begin, as these things come into our life and we begin to deal with them, even the way we deal with them begins to speak to the people around us. Because it's changing things in us. It's showing something that the world is not used to. We're operating in the kingdom. And it's not anything we did. It wasn't even necessarily a goal to God. I need to see exactly these things. It's just going after him. That's what we have to realize. If we just let go of all of the what we think we need to do, what we think we need to change, what we think we need to have in our life, he will begin to place things in our life that as we look back, we go, wow, I went from there to here and I didn't even realize it because all I did was focus. All I did was pay attention to you. I just kept my eyes on you. I kept hungering. I kept thirsting. I kept wanting more. I kept asking for you to give me more. I kept going after it because I just wanted to continue allowing the Holy Spirit to pour. That's all we gotta do. Allow him to pour. Go after the word. That way he can pour in. Sorry, got a dry spot. Wants to abound in your life. He wants you to drip with abundance. Thirst for him. Go after him that he may abound. Let's allow him to be pouring into our life and allow him to pour out of our life. And we will become wells that never run dry. That whatever season we come through, that well never dries up. It never ceases to pour because we realize that it's him, not us. And that as long as we keep our focus on him, he will abound. Hallelujah. If you want to stand this morning, yeah, go, sure, go ahead. No, you're okay.
I'm sorry, I know this is unconventional, but when Rebecca came up here, the Holy Spirit fell on me this morning, and as soon as she came up, words just kept flowing in my mind, and I wrote them down. And forgive me. I'm shaking so much and my writing is pretty bad. I'll try to read this. I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. I will fill you with my spirit. I will bless you. I will work through you and for
Amen.
You.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I am in control. I am the Lord your God. I am above you. I am for you. And I am in you. I am. You must stand for me. You must praise me. You must worship me. Then and only then can my spirit operate in you. I desire all my children to be bold for me in these last days. Will you stand? My people must stand in my courts and bring forth your supplications. I will answer and send you out amongst the people. Your light will shine. My words in your mouth will be unquestionable. No one can argue against my words. Just speak and I will fill you. Do not be afraid of what I have given you. Just stand and speak. It is time to speak the truth. It is time to speak love and encouragement. Speak the word, speak the truth, and speak the life into all those who hear you. Run to me, my children. It's time. This is the day. This is the day of salvation, of redemption. This is the fulfillment. This is the walk, the movement. This is my will. Rise, my children, rise. Rise up and shine. You are the light of the world. Walk in it. This is my way. Therefore, it is your way. And I am with you. I am in you. And I am around you. Rejoice, for today is the day to stand.
Do you want to come on? That is awesome. That's exactly that pouring, that abounding. Allowing him to pour into our life. And every single thing that he puts in, just allowing it to go out. Allowing it to touch the people around us. Allowing it to do more. Hallelujah.
Just want to remind you this morning that one of the things that God spoke over this house was this. It says, out of thee, O house of God, shall flow rivers of living water.
Amen.
And out of thee, O house of God, shall flow the people of God, flowing with rivers of living water into the city, into the streets, into the by places, anywhere you go, that this river of life would be flowing. Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful demonstration of the purity of God. How many know they that go after God will see with God. Those that are pure in heart will see God. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So let's pray this morning. Let's ask God that flow that we so much desire would open up. That not just a rill, which is a very, very small flow, but a river of water coming into our spirit and into our mind, cleansing those things so that we might clearly see the things that he is doing, not only in us, but around us.
Amen.
So, like I used to, like there was a pastor used to tell me, and I just say this to my youth group: put your hands up like you're a big cup. Father, you see our desire, Father. You see our love for you and our desire, Father God, for the kingdom of God. Father, pour like never before. Everybody say that, pour like never before. Pour like never before into my heart, Lord. We thank you for it, Father. We praise you for it, Lord. Thank you for this word that we heard this morning. Father, we give you all the praise and the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. If you agree, say amen. Amen. I want to just, the music will play for a little while. If you want to just find a place to pray, just do that. You can get, if you want to be prayed for, let us know. But know this, that God is doing a work in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for coming, man.
Thank you for joining us today. faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.